On Wednesday night, Julie McGathy, come up here if you would, sister, or both of you, if you're both going to talk, come on up. On Wednesday night this last week, if you guys weren't here, Chris and Julia announced actually last Saturday that they were going to be kicking off the Summit, a new youth group here in town. And they had their maiden voyage on Wednesday night. And so I was just going to get a quick report from these guys about how that went.
Just give your testimony.
Oh, okay. Well, we were overwhelmed with thankfulness. We had how many? Probably 16 teenagers come. And yeah, so it was, my heart exploded. Just every moment of it. I had a mom reach out to me the very next morning, and she said, well, we gather together and pray the Psalms every morning as a family, my daughter, she doesn't interact as much. She just kind of sits there, waits for it to be done, and this was the very next day after youth group, and she was really engaging, and she said, what can I do? They prayed the Psalms, and she said, how can I live that out? And it just really blessed us, because we went really deep into the Word and just what it means to follow Jesus, and it was just an answer to prayer. So, yeah.
The only thing I want to say is I'm thankful for all the parents out there who are really discipling your kids, making it easy for us, and the kids are just asking questions and blowing my mind, and we're just very thankful to see all these little disciples running around, and what you guys are doing in your homes is really ministering to us and just seeing these little precious ones.
And say again what you said last week. You guys are, the parents are doing the main deal.
Yep.
And what are you guys committed to?
All we're doing is supporting what you guys are doing. So you guys are discipling the kids in the home, and we're supporting, and then allowing the kids to see that kind of in their own atmosphere, on their own, and then engaging with other like-minded kids so that they can put all that stuff together.
So good. Tell us your address again.
115 North Summit at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays.
Wednesday. And don't leave until you pray for the youth in our city. Would you do that?
Yeah.
Pray for revival.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your sovereignty over all things, and so grateful that, especially in this last days where so many people are turning their backs to you, God, and the nation is surrendering to evil, that you have allowed a remnant here in the United States, your body, your saints, to stand up, to stand firm, continue against the culture and disciple their children. Disciple them in what the Word of God says. Disciple them to help them to follow Jesus and not the culture, not to be absorbed into it. And I pray, God, for all the kids out there. I pray for their salvation, that they would meet other children, that they would have encounters with you, God, in a place that's so against you. They would see light in other children around them because of what you're doing through other youth groups, through parenting and discipleship in homes, God. And it would raise up generations of young ones that are standing firm in the faith, steadfast in the gospel, and they will not back down, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.